Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and we're streaming live on YouTube too. At the team 980. Big show today, NBA Finals, where we'll start. We might hit a little NBA draft at some point, too. The Athletic just dropped a fairly interesting mock draft. I actually don't believe what they have the Wizards doing is going to be on the table based off of what I know and what the Wizards have said publicly about how they feel about this draft class. But we can get into all of that as we go. Later on in the show, we will also obviously wrap Commanders minicamp, as we will hear from Dan Quinn in our pick six at six. And Logan and I will dive deep into the Commanders receiver room a little bit later on in the show as well. So excited to do that and take a look at the Commanders receiving depth. We did hear from Dan Quinn earlier today. Again, you'll hear again from him extensively in the pick six, but he was talking about Noah Brown and the injury update, and there's not really a lot to report at this time. So take that for what it is. He's getting the MRI later today. Nice and convenient for them to do the MRI on a day where they don't have another media session for – I don't know. When's camp open? July 20-something?
Yep.
So, yeah. I guess preseason or pre-camp press conference. We might get an update on Noah Brown unless somebody does some reporting, and I'm sure that Nikki and John and Ben and everybody will be doing the reporting on that front. All right. As for how we start this thing, first of all, hello, Anthony. How are you?
What's up, C-Hoff? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
I was just making sure.
Oh, why wouldn't I have been able to hear you?
Because I'm looking at the stream, making sure like it was. We're using something different today, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, thing is, I got enough tech background that nobody knew anything until you said it. But I'm remember, Anthony, I hear you through the. Since we're gonna just peel back the curtain.
Yeah, you hear me through the board.
I see you on the shirt. Like I'm operating from home today. Downtown DC has started its descent into chaos for the weekend. So I'm gonna steer clear of that. I can stay in my own house and do the show. It'll be all right. So on these days, I see Anthony through a screen, which is funny because even when I'm there, Anthony, I'm kind of seeing you through a screen because you're like floating off on the side. But I hear you through the Comrex. I hear you through the radio equipment. I just see you through the stream.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No, I did.
I would hope so, because you're the one running the radio side of the show. Okay. That makes me feel great. The NBA Finals last night. Another weird game, but God, that was a good game. Excellent game. Game three of the finals with the Indiana Pacers ultimately getting the win. I believe the final score was 116-107, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, sir.
And, I mean, just an outstanding performance by the Pacers. And It's funny, man. Like the narratives that come out and the narratives that we're going in. And yesterday I kind of pushed back on the is Tyrese Haliburton being aggressive enough narrative on the specifics of like what it means to be aggressive. And I think, Anthony, what I've decided is I was being annoying. Like, I don't want to say like what I was saying was incorrect. I'm not saying that just to like protect myself. Like, just what people meant, instead of just pushing back because it is kind of a lazy thing that I think people do. Is he too aggressive? Like, I don't think Tyrese Haliburton was playing poorly, but I also think it's okay to say Tyrese Haliburton wasn't playing in the way he needed to for the Pacers to win, specifically in game two. And frankly, in game one, until the very end where he hits a miraculous shot and they ultimately do win game one. And there's a great comparison that I think can be made here of just how thin that margin is and why this line of delineation is so important. So I was listening to Zach Lowe. I think people listen to the show for a bunch of years or even, you know, a bunch of weeks know that he's my number one basketball listen. And so he was on Simmons' podcast, as in Bill Simmons, after the game last night. And so I was listening to that today after I watched the game. And, you know, Bill was talking about how people just need to accept that Haliburton is what he is. He's a guy that averages 19-9 in the regular season, 19-9 in the playoffs. And he, like Chris Paul was like that, and Steve Nash was like that. And these are guys that people always were like, oh, you should be more aggressive. You need to shoot more. You need to do this, do that. And the reality was, is like they were MVP caliber players. Chris Paul was the best point guard in the league for a long time. He kind of took that mantle from Steve Nash, who won multiple MVPs and had deep playoff runs. But like, I hate saying this, but it's also true. Neither of those guys won a title. And the reason I hate saying is because, like, I'm not telling you they weren't good or they were never good enough to win a title. But I think when you talk about a true championship team, where we've talked about there's these layers that you just have to get better and better. And I thought Richard Jefferson was great on this in the broadcast last night, where he's like, you think you've played hard before, and then you get to the playoffs, and then you think you're playing really hard, and then you get to the finals, and you're like, I can't believe I'm playing this hard. I can't believe this is what's required. And so the ratchet just gets turned up and up and up and up and up. And I think at some point, to win a title, your best player, which Chris Paul was the best player on his teams and Steve Nash was the best player on his teams, needs to have these moments where they grab the game by the cojones. I hope I can say that. Spanish. What a savior. They grab the game by the and they just say, I'm going to take over in the most direct way possible, which is to score. And I think last night, Tyrese Haliburton hit that balance for that archetype of player perfectly. He didn't need to have 40, but he couldn't have 15. He couldn't take 11 shots. He's got to get downhill, touch the paint. And yeah, if five OKC players collapse, then we're going to kick out and we're going to need some guys to hit some shots. But it's like what I said needed to happen, if I'm going to flagellate myself for being pedantic with the language of aggression, I can also give myself credit for this. Where did he do a lot of his scoring last night? It was the pull-up jumpers and it was the floaters. And it was in that mid-range game that I said it's against 28 other teams or 25 teams or 29 teams. The right thing to do is if you get in that mid-range and the defense starts to collapse, kick the ball. And you have to trust it. And because OKC's rotations are so on point, and because this is the NBA freaking finals, Tyrese Haliburton's going to have to take some bad shots. You just have to. You have to flip that switch. And I thought he did that last night masterfully. And there's a bunch of other stuff we can talk about with this game, because obviously TJ McConnell mattered a lot. Benedict Mathurin mattered a lot. You know, Jalen Williams, I thought had a really up and down day on the OKC side, some really good stuff, but also some key turnovers. The way Chet just disintegrated in the fourth quarter, the physicality of Indiana. I could talk about this game, and frankly, we might for an hour, because this is what the sport is for. The sport is for deciding a champion. We're at the deciding a champion portion of it. But these games, these series swing in the largest capacity on the stars. And SGA had probably his worst game. I mean, the first two games he dropped 30 plus. So easily his worst game of the finals, one of his worst games of the playoffs last night. It wasn't horrendous. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good enough. And I think that's the point that I want to take out of this and out of the point that I've reinforced by the game last night is when we're talking about winning a title. And I think it's important to like say this in a way that doesn't just turn it into if this guy doesn't perform this and he's a loser and he sucks, right? It's just a blunt fact of what it takes to win a championship in the NBA, which I've talked about ad nauseum. I think is the hardest thing to do in sports. That if you're a star trying to win a title, the level you have to play at is so ridiculously high that if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't meet it for a game, you're probably going to drop it. And the tweak, the turn up for Haliburton to get in the paint more, take a few more shots, take a little bit more risk. That's the difference in winning and losing at this final stage. And again, it's not to say that Shai isn't capable. I hate, like, that's where, to me, our business, the media, gets it wrong. Is they try to make grand summations about players based off every game. Every game becomes a referendum. Within the course of this game, game three, Haliburton played at a championship level. Gilgeous-Alexander did not. There's a bunch of other stuff that happened and reasons why, and we should and will get into it. But I think it's also okay to say that if you're trying to give fair and accurate analysis about what happened last night in game three.
I'm not going to lie, Craig. You just laid a lot or presented a lot to the audience. But to piggyback off, you know, Tyrese Halliburton's performance, again, like that's sort of kind of, I think, what everybody wanted to see out of Haliburton. Like, just be aggressive, get some shots up. And the thing is, like, it wasn't just shots. He was also just controlling the pace of the game. And in the first half, like, it's not like he was, like, killing everybody. I think he probably had, like, 12 total points in the first half. But he had, like, 7 assists also. So it was the fact that he was dictating the pace, getting others involved, and being aggressive, getting, you know, his feet in the paint and being able to dish along those lines. So I definitely think they're going to need more of that from Haliburton because we know he has it. And that's the thing with Haliburton, like, if we could see this on a more consistent basis, I think people will be less reluctant to, you know, anoint this guy as a superstar. But it's some games where he goes out there and has 26 and 15 assists, and then there are games where he goes out there and has 12 and, you know, 6. So it's more so just, I guess, wanting to see more consistency. But this is the biggest stage of them all, and you got to act like it. And you only have they got to win 2 more games. So
they're 2 games from a title. Yeah. And yeah, I think it also, in some ways, we're spoiled by the last 2 decades of basketball, right? So, and this, like, is a different conversation in terms of, like, what, and it really just comes down to what's your definition of a superstar. Like, if your definition of a superstar is you have to be, like, a top 20 all-time guy like LeBron James, then you're just going to be really unhappy with really good players all the time. And I don't think you have to be LeBron James to win a championship. I think you have to be LeBron James to win 3 or more. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's probably not going to be the best player on 4 title teams unless he gets more consistently aggressive in the ways that you're talking about and, you know, becomes a consistent 25-point-per-game type of guy and keeps the passing at the level that it is. Like, yeah. At that point, we're talking about a totally different stratosphere of player. We're talking about a guy that doesn't, and that goes from making jokes about himself on the Olympic team to being the best player on it. Like, we're talking about a very different caliber of player. But within that, like, he's like, if this is who Tyrese Haliburton is for the rest of his career, he's going to be on the NBA 100 list when they make it, right? Like, Dame Lillard was on the NBA 75 list. Russell Westbrook was on the NBA 75 list when they did their 75 players of the first 75 years of the league. Tyrese Halliburton's track right now is that he's going to be on the NBA 100. Best 100 players, but if he's on players 75 to 100, that's very different than if you're in 1 to 25. And because we've had LeBron for the last 2 decades, and like Steph Curry is also on that side of the list, like we're spoiled on what a superstar has to be. Those guys are whatever's beyond a superstar. Those guys are generational. Durant, even to an extent, as a scorer is generational. It's the lack of roundness in his game that probably actually puts him closer to Halliburton, in my opinion, than someone like LeBron. But that's, you know, he's probably like dead in the middle of the two, right? And so that's the thing with Halliburton is like, yeah, sure. If he's probably not going to be that, and that's okay. He's probably going to win a lot and be very, very good for a very long time and be a multiple-time All-Star and Hall of Famer if he keeps on doing what he has been the last couple of years. But if he does take another step, which is possible because he's still not old, he's entering his prime, not exiting. I think, what is he, like 25, 26?
Yeah, he's young.
So if he locks in that level of consistency, then I do think we're having a different conversation about Tyrese Halliburton. As for the other pieces in this series, what did happen with SGA last night and why an old friend might have become his worst enemy, plus the bit players, if you will, that changed the game for Indiana in that second quarter? We're talking about the NBA Finals with you here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I see what you did here, Anthony. I see what you did here. Tyrese Halliburton playing like a superstar. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Anthony, you are an avid pickup basketball player. Is there someone that you just hate when they guard you, even though you like they may not even be that great of a defender? They just seem to have your number, or they know all your moves, so it feels like it's a cheat code. Like you're not even playing basketball anymore.
Yeah.
Do you want to shout him out?
It's my man Kevin. We grew up together playing basketball at all three levels. He knows everything about me. He's one of my best friends.
So shout out to Kevin. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has a guy like that too. His name's Andrew, and unfortunately for him, his last name's Nembhard, and he plays for the Indiana Pacers. And these guys grew up playing like in Canada basketball together, and they like there is a lack of fear in Andrew Nembhard, and just to like I know you don't scare me. when you're guarding a guy in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who has two straight 30-point-per-game seasons, is the reigning MVP, and has been an absolute destroyer of worlds in these playoffs. And I think, like, I am, you know, we led with the Halliburton side of this. I think there's a chance Indiana, like, obviously they're up 2-1. So saying, oh, there's a chance Indiana wins this series. Like, no kidding, bro. They're up 2-1. But, like, the more I watch it, the more I, like, almost want to just be like, hey, if I have to make a new pick, I'm taking Indiana in, like, six. Because they are wearing Oklahoma City out. Oklahoma City was tired at the end of that. And I know Indiana, you know, had a tough series against the Knicks, kind of. But like Indiana or Oklahoma City's been through a bit of a ringer. The Western Conference is a lot harder. They had to face Denver. That series went seven. And I know the Minnesota series, they really figured out Minnesota and that was that. But like that was a strenuous series to an extent. Indiana kind of just disposed of people in an easier way. And they're built for this. And I think the thing that is standing out now, we talk about like Gilgeous-Alexander getting pressured 94 feet every single possession. I mean, even if he's given up the ball, well, then how do I get it back? And God, this guy's annoying just running next to me 94 feet. I mean, there was a possession last night where Halliburton had the pick six. You remember this? And you remember what Doris Burke talked about and RJ talked about on the broadcast?
Not immediately after.
So Halliburton gets a 1-on-0 break, right? He pick sixes it. Nobody gets back. Easy dunk for Halliburton, right? 1-on-0. So when the ball goes through the basket, the camera is, let's say, 3-point line and in, and there's nobody there but Tyrese Halliburton. Obviously, Oklahoma City has to get two guys back there to inbound the ball, one to inbound it, one to catch it. Here comes Andrew Nimhart with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They have a 1-on-0 fast break where no one else has to run down to that end of the floor, and they still apply full court pressure. That is what it's like to play this team. There is an utter relentlessness about them that is, I don't even know what the, I mean, it's relentless, but then I'm like relentlessing my relentless. Relentless squared. Like it's never ending. It is, I would say, I would imagine it's debilitating. And I think it comes through in the fourth quarter last night where every time Shai gets knocked down, every time Chet gets knocked down, Caruso goes down once. Those guys are taking a while to get back up. They're like, let me slow this down. Let me catch my breath. And for a team in Oklahoma City that's used to bullying teams that way, that bullies teams with their pace and bullies teams with their physicality, what's the thing that the bully hates? The bully hates getting bullied. And Indiana is not scared by this stylistically. And in fact, they're like, bring it. This is our jam. Let me play at a chaotic pace. And I think Rick Carlisle lived with a couple turnovers here and there. Obviously, the game pivoted in the second quarter last night when they stopped turning the ball over completely, had zero turnovers in the quarter, and scored 40 points on one of the best defenses we've ever seen. But, man, it's scary what this Indiana team is capable of. And really, ever since that they've been healthy, and, you know, calendar turns to January, February, March of this year, this is who they've been. And so could Oklahoma City turn this around? Hell yeah. Like, I'd still probably take OKC in seven if you give me a new fresh pick right now. The Vegas odds still have Oklahoma City favorite, I believe, in this series. But I don't know, man. Gut feeling, funny feeling about it. Like, there's some stuff Indiana's doing that I don't know exactly what the answers are for OKC.
Yeah, like, everything that you're talking about right now, it's energy, it's effort, and that's been their identity. Even if you talk about, you know, when Shai had fallen to the ground, when Chet fell to the ground, this was early in the fourth, Craig. This is after Shai just got his blow. So, like, you're tired with 8 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the game. You're holding your knees, you're bent over. Like, that means they're getting to you. And I think they were definitely getting to them in the second quarter where you see TJ McConnell, you know, coming out of nowhere, intercepting the ball, getting steals and things of that nature. Those are lapses in judgment. And you have those lapses when you're tired, when you're fatigued. So I think it's definitely wearing on them. And it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, that pressure that they've been employing,
affects them tomorrow, because instead of having 2 days in between or 3 days in between games, you only have two this time. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Friday. And like, if Indiana can, you know, keep up this intensity, I think this is really going to be problematic for the Thunder in the long run.
No doubt about it. In fact, next, let's talk about the other wild cards in this series, the bench for really each side. Does Oklahoma City need to change who is on theirs, and aka make a lineup change? But also, why Indiana, despite thinking about maybe trading a key guy over the last couple of years, keeping him might have just won them a finals game. We'll discuss next on the Hoffman Show. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We'll have the definitive conversation in the Commanders universe about Deebo Samuel's weight coming up in 15 minutes. Can you tell I'm excited, Anthony, that we have to apparently talk about this?
Oh, yeah, I feel it. All the way over here in 10-15.
My bones. I'm so excited to talk about something that none of us know anything about, that everyone has an opinion on.
Because Russell does, too.
Those are my favorite topics. Yay. Yeah, yeah. 4:45 today. Must tune in radio. Woo! We'll do it. I don't know what to tell you guys, but people are talking about it, and I got something to say. So 4:45, tune into your boy. But you already are, because you're hearing this right now. NBA Finals last night. So do the Oklahoma City Thunder not know that T.J. McConnell likes to play hide-and-seek, Anthony? And he's really good at it?
Man.
That was kind of crazy. The one. Like, he had multiple McConnells in the game where he's stealing the ball off inbounds.
Uh-huh.
But the one where, you know, I think it's 95-91. They get the, you know, he cuts backdoor, misses, ball gets tipped out to Nembhard. He hits like the awkward 7-footer, the one that everybody always misses because it's such an awkward shot that you never practice.
Yep.
But Andrew Nembhard, he's fundamental. He hits it. I think it's 95-93. Alex Caruso goes to inbounds the ball, and it looks like when a D lineman snatches a screen pass. Like that, we were like, that wasn't supposed to happen. 95-95. And his energy combined with that arena is something else. But as much as that is a huge factor in the game, I'm not trying to at any point dismount T.J. McConnell, who had a historic night. I think he's the first guy ever in finals history to come off the bench and have 5 steals and 5 assists in less than 15 minutes, which, what a stat line. Benedict Mathurin was ridiculous last night. And in that second quarter where Indiana makes the run, he's one of the key guys, if not the key guy. And I think it's even more important. I'll shout out Malik Andrews here because she's the first person I heard say this stat. I think Doris had it on the broadcast last night, and I'm sure it's floating else out there because it's a stat. All these numbers are available somewhere. In the first two games, the non-Shea Gilgeous-Alexander minutes, a.k.a. when the MVP is on the bench for OKC, the Thunder were +7 in the series. They were winning those minutes. Now, a lot of those minutes were also the non-Halliburton minutes, but if you tell me who's a bigger deal to their team offensively, like who is in a bigger rut when their guy's on the bench, I'd probably tell you OKC. Like, they are very, like, sure, Chet can get it going a little bit, Jalen Williams can get it going a little bit, but really, like, SGA is the engine that makes that offense go, where Indiana, as we've talked about, is used to running things through guys like Nembhard. They kind of systemically can run stuff, because they play such a motion offense. They just get the ball moving. They find cutters. They have kickouts. They can post Siakam. Like, they've got options. But they don't have a ton of guys outside of Siakam and Halliburton who, like, you really, really want the ball in their hands and it to stop, and then, hey, let's run a pick and roll and break it down. Nembhard can do it some. You get him in a bind, fine. Neesmith can, like, drive closeouts and stuff, but you don't want that. McConnell actually can create off the dribble, like, not a ton to score, but, like, he'll get a paint touch and then get defenses to have to react to him. But nobody's really, like, a 25-30-point threat except for Benedict Mathurin. And I think that's an important switch up to have. Because if you have one way to play and then the other team shuts it down, you're toast. Also, let it just keeps the other team on their toes. So like if you're fastball, 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 eventually they're going to adjust. If you throw a curveball in every now and again, the fastball is more effective. And so to have these moments in the game last night where Mathurin is just able to get in on a pick and roll situation or get in an ISO situation and do his thing, I thought that was obviously critically important, but it just shows how well built they are. And you know, again, and listening to some coverage of it, I think at first they looked at him as a guy who doesn't make as quick a decision as a lot of their other guys do. And they were like, oh, is this a problem? Does he fit for us? And then eventually they were like, well, what if we turn that weakness into a strength and just said, hey, man, do your thing. And last night was a, hey, you do your thing. Mathurin was on, and he, along with McConnell and the contributions from Halliburton, we should talk about Siakam a little bit too. Those guys ultimately lead Indiana to victory.
Yeah, those Mathurin minutes, Obi Toppin, and McConnell.
Toppin's fourth quarter was ridiculous. He was, man, awesome.
His energy, the way he runs the court, the putback dunk that he had in the fourth quarter, you can clearly see there are five blue jerseys in front of him, and nobody's boxing them out because they're that fatigued and they're mentally broken down. And he just skies in for the putback dunk. So I think when you just look at how meaningful those minutes were and impactful they were, in just a few minutes, though, like McConnell, you talked on 15 minutes, Mathurin 22 minutes. The fact he has 27 points in 22 minutes, it's absurd. But he had it going. He was confident yesterday. And the fact that he can break down defenses, and he's been doing this, like, all season long. Like, that is one thing he could do, you know, coming out of Arizona. But it's more so he wasn't as decisive. So they're finally, you know, all putting it together. And it's beautiful to see, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And Oklahoma City is a team that's supposed to be super deep, right? It's like, oh my God, Oklahoma City, they're 10, 11 deep. At 12 points off the bench last night, 8 of them were from Caruso, who plays 32 minutes a game. Like, I wonder if Cason Wallace's minutes are about to drop a little bit, or if he's about to come off the bench for Caruso. I think that's the change that might happen. But Kendrick Williams, who's good for them at home, plays 2 minutes. Nothing. Isaiah Hartenstein, those minutes are not going great. He's a -4 last night in 18 minutes. Isaiah Joe only plays 4 minutes. I think they could probably get him some more minutes, but
I think they should get Aaron Wiggins more minutes. Wiggins, of those two.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggins is a -5 in 10 minutes last night. No points, only takes 2 shots, but he obviously helps them win game 2. The problem with those two is they're not as good defensively. And so if you're going to be this juggernaut defense, are you going to sacrifice a little of that to get the shooting? Because I think the other thing last night, too, is 116-107. Like, that's Pacers' pace. Now, I know Oklahoma City also plays fast, but, like, look at the final score of game 2. It's much, much, much lower. So I think that's something to pay attention to, too, is, like, how grindy and grimy can the pace get? And Oklahoma City, while they like to run, I think is actually better off slowing it down. Last thing, this transitions perfectly to the last guy that I want to talk about, which is Pascal Siakam. Because I talked about last night, like, how do they get him going? You know, can he, you know, go bury Caruso on the when he's on the post, or, you know, Wallace or whoever? Can he get out and transition a little bit? Can he push the pace? Can he do the Pascal Siakam stuff? And just quietly last night, even though he sat out a ton, first part of the fourth quarter, he comes in, he makes a huge play when he does get in the fourth quarter. And ho-hum, he's got 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He's +8 in 32 minutes, 8 of 14 shooting. Like, he was awesome. They just played so well last night. And even Turner, who is a -8 in his 30 minutes, and, you know, he's got the huge plays late. He has 5 blocks on the night. Like, and he was just wearing Chet Holmgren out, and Chet is... he is so good and will be great. He is not big enough and strong enough yet at the age of 21 with his skinny-ass frame. And that's a problem right now. It's like the youth and the inexperience and the lack of strength, like that stuff that comes that you get older. And we talk about all the time how young teams don't win, and we're the Thunder going to defy that. And if they are, they're going to have to stop turning the basketball over, and they're going to have to bow up a little bit. Because they're going to have to stop doing the stuff that kills young teams. And in game 1 and game 3, they did. They did not. They lost. Game 2, they did. And they were suffocating, and they used their youth to their advantage, and they won. And that, to me, is on the Oklahoma City side. It's like, guys, we got to grow up, and we got to grow up right now. We're in the NBA Finals. There's no, this is the timeline. And if they don't, then they're going to go down as like one of the more shocking upsets in NBA Finals history because of how good they were in the regular season. And if they do figure that out, then they're going to be a team that's shocking because they won a title when they're the youngest team in the NBA, and you're not supposed to be able to do that.
It's going to be so crazy if Rick Carlisle does it again, because, again, when he won with the Mavs, the Heat were so talented. They were doing so well in the regular season. And Rick Carlisle, he just he coached his team. He out-coached Bo in that series. So that'll be interesting to see. But also, I think one thing we haven't spoken about is OKC's turnover yesterday. The fact they had 17. And again,
Indiana O'Connell was doing things, man.
Yeah, T.J. McConnell definitely was a result of some of that. But you just got to be more protective of the ball. This is the most they've had in the playoffs this season. I mean, this postseason. So I think that's something they'll be conscious of, especially Shea. He had six of them. So
yeah,
that is uncharacteristic of him.
For sure. All right, when we get back, people are talking about Deebo Samuel's weight at minicamp and OTAs. I've actually been there and seen the man in person. So I'll tell you what I think of their opinions next on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. All right, Anthony, it is time to play a game. Don't you love when I spring a game on you?
Yes.
It's your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough of it. All right, we're going to play a game. We're going to play the game is called In Shape or Out of Shape. Okay?
Just, okay.
I'm going to say an athlete. You're going to tell me in shape or out of shape.
All right, bet.
Patrick Mahomes.
Looking at him?
The game is called In Shape or Out of Shape, Anthony.
In shape.
Luka Doncic.
Well, lately he does look in shape, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say in shape.
If you watch him play basketball, he looks pretty in shape. And also, yeah, what did we do the calculation on? Yeah, that belt squat video that was going around the other day?
Yeah.
Our guy had, I think, 8 plates per side on the belt squat.
Yes, I'm crazy.
Yeah, he's yeah. Nikola Jokic.
In shape. Well, I don't know. His season, off season started.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now he might be out of shape because he's riding horse and drinking beer somewhere in Serbia. But when it's time to go. Yeah.
In shape. Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys look like they're the most in shape, but they're pretty productive athletes. Yeah. Let me relay to you a story now about Nikola Jokic. This is an excerpt from a piece in The Athletic a few months ago. Jokic was 19 years old and 2 months removed from being drafted in the second round by the Denver Nuggets. He had come to P3 Performance Institute to undergo an advanced athlete assessment. When he attempted a vertical jump, he jumped 17 inches. It was, according to the director, the worst vertical jump they had ever recorded. In the last decade, as Jokic grew into an NBA MVP and one of the best basketball players in the world, the story of his trip to P3 and his 17-inch jump has become a part of his lore. In many ways, it's actually the least interesting part of the story. As Elliot, the director, his team evaluated Jokic, he was put through a series of tests. P3 tested his hip abduction, or how far and fast one can affect one's hip when moving laterally. It measured second-order metrics, like how quickly he could decelerate and how high he could jump 2 times in a row. And it looked at a list of what Elliot calls granular biomechanics, hundreds of variables that rate things like force production, loads, and joint extension. When the tests were complete, P3 put the numbers into a machine learning algorithm and clusters athletes into groups with similar attributes. What was most revealing about Jokic was not the numbers themselves, but the players he compared to. He was right on the fringe of a group of guards that Elliot called Swiss Army knives because of their ability to do anything on the court. In other words, it's a pretty unique athlete. And that's why anybody talking about Deebo Samuel's weight can take their opinion and shove it where the sun don't shine. It doesn't matter what you think by watching a dumb video on the internet of a guy in June. These are mostly tight shot videos. You can't understand how fast he's going, and he's intentionally running 3/4 speed in most of them. What are we doing? Like, as a business, as a media, as a collective society, because it's not just, this didn't start in the media. I think this started on social media, and often those two things get lumped together. But I know, for instance, this morning, many of you were getting back in your cars having heard the junkies talk about this morning on this very radio station. So I know it's made its way to the media from social media. But when I posted a video of Deebo a couple weeks ago, I couldn't believe that how many comments were about his weight and how he looks slow or out of shape on a drill designed to not run full speed. And then you see the video of him running full speed, and it's all tight shots, and you can't understand how fast he's going compared to the guys next to him, which is all that matters. I saw a video and some photos of Usain Bolt the other day, like now. Julian Alfred, the women's 100-meter champion, was at an event, and Bolt was there, and she was super excited, Anthony, to get to meet him because they had never met before. And Usain Bolt now has a bit of a gut. Because he's not competing anymore. He's well past his prime. I bet you Usain Bolt could still run like a 13-second 100 if he had to. Like Usain Bolt, there's this hilarious video one time. He was at ESPN, and they like did a race in the parking lot, and Usain Bolt was jogging, and he was smoking everybody. You can't tell by looking. But ultimately, we'll be able to tell on Sundays when we have the view of the football field in the same way that we've seen it on TV forever watching NFL football. And if Deebo Samuel is running as fast as he normally does and other people can't catch him, we can be, yeah, he's in shape. Or if not, and he looks slow, then at that point, I think it's fair to be like out of shape, which is very different than to say 100% Deebo Samuel's in shape and everyone, I was out there and I saw it with my own two eyes and everyone's wrong. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I was out there with my own two eyes. I've been around high-level athletics for a long time as a reporter, and I've been a trainer for 10 years. I have no idea if Deebo Samuel's in shape. None. Because what makes Deebo special is he moves uniquely for a man his weight, his size. Him being bigger than everyone is a feature, not a bug. Now, if it gets too big and he's not athletic and he's not mobile and he's not quick, then yeah, that's a problem. But if he is big and just as quick and fast as he ever is, force equals mass times acceleration. If he's got a little extra mass, all it means is he's hard to tackle. And I think anyone who is spending any amount of time on his weight in June is just either desperate for content or completely wasting their time on purpose.
Yeah, I think this is the time of the year where the trolls come out because they have nothing else better than to do. So you see things like this. But I was, you know, super happy to see George Kittle, former teammate of his, Jeremy Reeves, also hop on social media. And I was actually talking to Zaire about this earlier today, and he's just like, yeah, this is what, you know, athletes sort of kind of like have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And sometimes you just got to ignore and block out the noise. And this is in part to, you know, why athletes sometimes stay off of social media. I mean, you have some guys like Kevin Durant who loves to go back
quite
and forth.
Quite enjoy it.
Yeah, he enjoys it.
Likes a sparring match?
Yeah. But, like, these are just ridiculous things to, you know, say. And, I mean, it's June. The media, we're going to eat it up because, you know, it's nothing else to talk about. But it just also guys just trolling and wanting attention.
It's just fundamentally, you cannot judge a book by its cover. Well, how fit a person is beyond what you may or may not like aesthetically, what is attractive to you, which is personal for everyone, is very different than fitness for performance. Those are two different metrics. And if you want to be able to look at your football players and be like, that guy's hot, that's between you and you. If you would like a football player that can actually perform, then we can talk about what it means to be fit. Because I will tell you, as a trainer, Anthony, people that come in that are like, quote unquote, shredded, and they were coming in for like a, you know, their free session when I used to work at a big box gym, I used to love those clients because I was going to break them and it was going to be funny for me. That like asking them to do stuff that wasn't that hard. Oh, you think you're fit? Oh, and then all of a sudden they're like ready to puke halfway through the session. And you're like, oh, I thought you were fit. This is all for show, huh?
I'm taking this personal because I think I'm one of those people.
No, you just
didn't. I almost died though, Craig.
You did almost die, but that's because you didn't eat enough beforehand.
Yeah.
Kids, eat something before you hit class. Even if it's in the morning, you need a little sugar in the system. A couple carbohydrates will do you just fine. So it's what the confusion of aesthetics and fitness. Like, that's literally is a different show. It's called The Train with the Best Podcast, and I do it with Chris Gores, my partner in that side of things for 10 years. And by the way, Chris, hilarious example of this. Chris is like a 5'10", I'll give Chris 5'10", Filipino guy that's now 40 years old. And he just like walks around real slow and kind of dopey. And then he goes to demo something, and people are like, did you just put on like a cape? Are you like, this is a guy that ran like 4.4, probably maybe even 4.3 when he was in high school, out of college. Chris played football at Cornell. So it's like, what happens if we gave a supercomputer brain rocket boosters? Chris. But you can't judge a book by its cover. And that's what people are trying to do with Debo. And they're doing it not even off seeing him in person and up close. They're doing it based off of cell phone video. Stop doing that. You'll sound smarter. And that's what I have to say about Debo Samuel. As for the rest of the receiver room, that was a conversation Logan Paulson and I got into this morning because we were talking about the Noah Brown injury, and we now know that we don't know anything about Noah Brown, but just kind of looking at the depth of the receiver room, and that is our Take Command Thursday for you, as we'll replace that for Not My Beat next here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.